Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you outsmart, outmaneuver, outflank, outthink your competition without having to outspend them. The whole premise of smart marketing is it comes from thinking smartly, which we try to help you do. And we do that a couple of ways. One is our LinkedIn groups. We have four of them. And you should go in and get involved with the discussions that go on with them or start discussions that are with them. And they are Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, Fearless Marketers, and that's one of my favorite areas, get you to be a little risk taker, and of course, Smart Marketing for Small Business. In addition, we have our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and we have where you can reach out to us by email with any topic, any comment, things you'd like us to cover. In fact, if you'd like to be a guest on the show and you think you have something to share on the show, email us at marketingsmartly, marketingsmartly, marketingsmartly@aol.com. In addition to that, you can go up to our corporate website, smartmarketinggroup.com, and check out our advisory services and some of the other things that we offer. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am the CEO of Smart Marketing Group. I'm also an individual with more than 50 years' experience in the marketing arena, and I look to share that experience with audiences through webinars, workshops, and speeches. And should you like to know more information about how I can help you reach out to perhaps your customers who are small businesses or even big businesses with some innovative thinking, some outside-the-box approaches, just email me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Give me a sense of what you're looking for, your contact information, and I'll be back in touch with you. All right, tonight, which is the night before Christmas or two nights before Christmas, and we wish you first the happiest of holidays and an incredible new year. In fact, it should be an incredible new year every year for you from this day on. But as you know, those of you who have listened to the show in the past, my emphasis is to get people to think, because I'm a great believer that many of us walk around, myself included at times, reacting rather than being proactive. And we need to think things out, think things through. And one of the ways that I am helping people think is not only through the LinkedIn groups and things, and by the way, guests that we have on the show. We have some exciting guests for the new year coming up. But little exercises. For those of you who have listened to the show before, you know that I have a fondness for quotations. I have a fondness for quotations because they are a powerful way to make a point. And I use them in my writings, and I have been writing for more than 40 years. And not just an e-book, which I have out called, you go up to smashwords.com or go to Leslie Wolf, look me up on Google. My book is called Smart Thinking, Smart Thoughts. I'm having one of those days, forgive me. Smart Thoughts for Smart Thinkers. And then there's one, Smart Thinking, Volume 1. All right, here are some things I would like to have you, again, think about. This is what I call quotation notations. I take quotes that are out there that I've researched and found that I think have a powerful message, but I interpret them as to the way I think they fit better today in today's business arena. And I look forward, if you have quotes that are your favorite quotes, drop me a quote note. I'd like to hear from you. But let me say to one thing is dealing with people, and there's a quote based on courtesy by Ben Franklin. To be humble to superiors is a duty. To equals, courtesy. To inferiors, nobleness. And I'd really translate that simply as how you treat people will greatly determine the degree of your success. Think about that. People who are treated well are supportive. People who are treated well are easy to work with and look to help you with your success. When you treat them poorly, do not expect to get their support. And in fact, there's another quote by a woman named Bertha von Suttner that I ran across that I liked very much. She stated, after the verb to love, to help is the most beautiful verb in the world. And think about that. It's you have to be willing to share your experience and knowledge with others. It not only benefits them, but the community you participate within and enhances you as a human being. So, you know, look at how you are living your life as an executive, as a business person, as a human being, and how you treat people makes a major impact. And then also, there is a gentleman, some of you millennials may not know who he is, Admiral Hyman Rickover, who headed the first nuclear sub. He had an interesting quote. Great men discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. In other words, look at the big picture first. That's what you want to look at, the ideas. And you want to encourage ideas. You want to have the type of attitude atmosphere around you that people feel comfortable expressing ideas, not just in the sense of critiquing something you've done, but the fact that you have an open welcome mat out there for people to present ideas to you. All right, let me talk about another aspect. As a copywriter and creative director, I have a love affair with words. But one of the things I learned is the importance of the art of being succinct. Now, a gentleman named Blaise Pascal phrased it best. I have made this a long letter because I haven't had the time to make it shorter. It takes an art of being succinct. Now, writing is one of the most torturous exercises to which one can submit themselves. Writing on a concise and clear manner is tough. But here's a few tips that might help. Study billboards. I mean that seriously. If you're driving, you look at the billboard, but if it's you're driving fast, focus on the driving and come back to the billboard later. But study billboards because the best ones make their points in five words or less. Now, the poor ones would require you to park on the side of the road to read and possibly understand what they mean. The key is to be succinct and to the point. In the area of direct response, now the most successful mailings, and this also goes for email today, are those that capture your attention in the first 2 to 3 seconds, because that's the average attention span of a human being. So whether it is the direct mail that you are designing and sending out to people, or if it's even an email, if you don't have something in that subject bar short and to the point that creates curiosity, you're not going to get their attention. And curiosity is a very effective factor in the creative aspect of writing. One of the things that make direct mail very successful is copy on the outside of the envelope that tickles your curiosity to the point where you want to open up the letter and see what's in there. So the key is a short term can be very, very effective, a short line. All right. Let's take a look at evaluating advertising. As I said before, the best is short and to the point. If it isn't, think how you would rewrite it. It's a great training exercise. One of my favorites is based on a quote. It's very short and very to the point, but makes a big message. And this was a message by Phil Condon, the former chairman and CEO of Boeing Aircraft. None of us are as smart as all of us. And that is a key in business. You're building teams, whether they are your employees or people that you work with, vendors that you're dealing with, and even with customers whom you're getting input from. We have the cumulative effect of all the people that you are involved with makes you much more effective, much smarter. And keep in mind that phrase, none of us are smart as all of us. And I'll give you another phrase to go with it. It's damn true. All right. When you're writing something, you let the creative aspects go. You put down all your thoughts at one time. Then you go back and edit. You know, the mind is not really capable of editing while creating. And when you're writing, you try to see, can you write in a conversational manner, but keep the discussion very short. I recently had a situation where I was asked to take a 36-page business plan that we're looking to raise funding for and put it into a 25-slide PowerPoint. And the point was made, use bullet points, because people prefer to scan material before they'll read the details. And bullet points laid out in right format will grab people's attention. It'll give them a cursory overview of what there is, and then they will, if interested, will take time to read the more detailed material that you have. It's a simple idea. People are lazy. Yes, they are lazy, and it includes you as well as me. You know, we're looking for how we can get through the day because we all have one thing in common. There's only 7 days in a week, only 24 hours in a day, and none of us have figured out how to add to that. So thinking in bullet points and also in subheads. As I said, you know, make it easy for people to scan your material and grasp the basic message, which will then get them interested in learning, you know, reading the more detailed message you have. You may remember a famous quote from the movie Star Wars by Yoda. Do or do not, there is no try. Makes a very strong point in a very short manner. All right, you also want to be user-friendly. You want to make reading what you are saying simple and easy for people to understand. You know, you might take the essence test. Can you state the essence of your thought or point in 7 words or less? Think about that. Can you take the essence of the point you're trying to make and get it down in 7 words or less? All right, as I said earlier, I love quotations. I collect them because they're the best examples of strong ideas stated in a succinct manner. And I encourage you to collect quotations, buy quotation books, or borrow them from the library. They are very valuable, not only in writing, but in making points in speeches, in presentations, and even in conversation. When you're trying to make a specific point, a quotation from some authority may help you make your point a lot more effectively. You know, let me use as an example, Henry David Thoreau stated, say what you have to say, not what you ought. Think about that. Say what you have to say, not what you ought. And that is a very strong message in a minimal amount of words. Now, you may also want to see if you can find an impartial critic who will take the time to listen or read what you've done and give you an honest opinion of how succinct is your writing. Now, and probably the most difficult thing that people want to do or should be doing is to park your ego. Most people want to help, so don't take any criticism personally. One of the things that I state to people is that I look for blunt, open discussion. And I tell people if I'm making myself not clear or I'm sounding foolish or stupid, I expect them to tell me so. And if I can't justify what I'm saying, then I probably am as they're describing. So the key to it is you want to be effective. I refer to it as the jackass clause. If I can't explain it properly, then I'm probably am a jackass. So it's, you know, this is common sense. And common sense is unfortunately becoming uncommon. And there's a vast difference out there. And I tell younger people, this is something that you need to learn from your older counterparts, because there are a lot of things that we were trained as we, those of us who are older, that are being missing from the fundamentals of communication today with a lot of the millennial. And that is something that they need to get back to some of the fundamentals of understanding how people communicate. I was in a discussion with someone the other day on conversational skills. They were complaining to me about the fact that a lot of young people have become weak in communication, conversational skills, social skills, interpersonal skills, and writing skills. In fact, I've been hearing a number of complaints about people getting letters that are written like text messages. You have to be professional in what you do, and you have to work at enhancing your talents and your capabilities. So, okay. As I said before, the purpose of this show is to try and help you be a smart marketer by encouraging smart thinking. And again, I refer you to our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, which obviously you know what that's about. Celebrities for Marketing covers an area that a lot of people are not aware of, and that is how to use celebrities and that you can acquire the use of celebrities at a very reasonable price. And we are a celebrity-driven nation, so it's something worth investigating. Creative Thinkers Forum, everybody has the capability of being creative. But the premise of the Creative Thinkers Forum is to give you an idea and or ideas and opportunities to see how people are creative, getting tips and ideas on how they can be help you be effective. You know, you can be as creative as anyone else if you're willing to make the effort. And this comes, you know, I'll talk briefly about my background. As I said, it covers over a half a century, focusing on businesses of all size, small businesses, Fortune 500 companies, even athletes. I acquired a $14 million business almost 30 years ago. And that was a very powerful and painful lesson to learn. So one of the things I tell people is you never stop learning. You don't want to. You want to have an open mind. And one of the main reasons for having an open mind is in many cases your competition doesn't. So that gives you a competitive edge in the marketplace. Now, you want to be receptive to what other people have to say, and don't take criticism personally. Look at it as a very effective tool. One of the other things that we offer, in addition to the fact that I'm available for speeches and coaching and workshops and webinars, We have a program called Advisory Time Blocks. And if you go up to our corporate site, smartmarketinggroup.com, and hit on the advisory tab, advisory services, we created a program, and this is really the emphasis that I talk quite often about in marketing. We created a program to fill a need that was out there. And one of the things you always want to do is identify needs. Sometimes they're so obvious, and in this case, people wanted help with their marketing and management issues and concerns, but they didn't want to get into a retainer relationship, especially small businesses, which may have questions that may take 10 or 15 minutes to answer, but they need those answers. But again, they're not looking to spend thousands of dollars a month. So we created a thing called the Advisory Time Block, and it's a very simple idea. You can buy a block of time, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever you want. And that time you buy is good for 12 months, for 52 weeks. And if you want by phone and email, you can pick up the phone or address us an email and say, okay, here's my concern, how do I handle it? And within 24 to 48 hours, we're back to you with answers that and it may be an answer that takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So if you have an hour and you've used 20 minutes, that leaves you a 40-minute balance. So it's a very effective way for you to get help. And it's not just my help, because one of the things I have access to is I have a resource network with more than 1,500 hours of experience. So when I don't know the answer to something, I go to my resource network to get someone who is an expert in that field and that problem and pull them in to answer that question. All right, let's continue on. There's a lot that we need to look at. And part of what I look at, and if you're interested, I'll be happy to send you links on this. I write articles all the time. And one of those articles, I took the idea of what I call, sports and marketing, the similarities. Because there is a lot, Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, a man come to measure his greatness by the regrets, envies, and hatreds of his competition. Competition is something every sports participant faces, as well as every business leader, every business owner, every business manager, every entrepreneur. You're facing competition. And it's a key element that encourages us to move forward as quickly as positive as we can. Studying your competition thoroughly can enable you to spot the overlooked opportunities or weaknesses that one can take advantage of. And they're out there. Sometimes they're waving at you, and you have to take time to look at them. And the smart participant never stops looking for that competitive edge. A gentleman named Thane Yoh said, the will to win is worthless if you do not have the will to prepare. And one of the things that you prepare is a strategy, because that is key to your business. It's the roadmap. It's the plan. Now, the success of the game or sports or business relies heavily on a well-thought-out plan of action or strategy, one that takes into consideration all the aspects of what will or could happen on the playing field, which in this case is the marketplace. Now, to gain the insight necessary for a successful game plan, one needs to review past experiences within their industry or sport, so to speak. Talk to coaches, consultants, those who have been there, to develop the right plan. Plus, be flexible enough to change tactics as action on the playing field or the marketplace deems necessary. Vince Lombardi once said, and if you don't know who Vince Lombardi is, you're in deep trouble. But for those of you who don't, the coach of the Green Bay Packers, people who work together will win, whether it is against complex football defenses or the problems of modern society. Teamwork, it is key. No one succeeds by themselves. In some way, all successes all of the successes we have are achieved due to the efforts of more than just the winner. This is true no matter the sport or business achievement. Others are there helping either directly or indirectly. And here I go with another quote. Mark Twain, really great people make you feel that you too can become great. And that is a way of motivating people. And motivation is, in a sense, important to the flow of energy, the bloodstream of marketing. You know, to get the most out of yourself and others who are key to your success, you know, it requires an effort on your part to motivate. And that can take a variety of approaches, such as, have you asked questions that will enhance your ability to perform? Have you created a communications conduit and show that you're a great listener, which improves your ability to learn from the feedback you're getting? It's two talents I tell people that you need to do. One is learn the talent of asking the right questions and then learning to shut up and listening. All right. Do you encourage others to help you or offer to help them? Do you provide leadership or ideas that are beneficial to all participants? I'm active in what they call meetup groups as part of the networking aspect. And I always make sure that I contribute something of value at every session. That has helped me generate business. So, the key to it is the way you approach things. You know, strengths and weaknesses have to be looked at. Strength can be measured in many ways, physically, financially, spiritually, attitude, performance, and more. But so can weaknesses. One needs to identify both as it relates to how one plays in a sport and in a leadership role in managing and marketing. You know, learning is either a continuous thing or it is nothing. And training is important. It's simply learning that there has to be a continuous facet in your life if you plan, to remain active in your business. You have to be constantly enhancing your skills. I don't care. I've been in this business 50 years. I am learning something new all the time, not just technology. I'm learning from the customer, the vendor, the employee. I'm always asking. I'm always open to hearing what people have to offer. This is key to success, and it is very important for you to keep that in mind. Pressure is a word that is misused in our vocabulary. When you start thinking of pressure, it's because you've started to think of failure. And that's by another sports champion, Tommy Lasorda. All right, another area, execution. Whether you're initiating a, quote, quarterback sneak or promoting and exhibiting at a trade show, running an ad or a PR campaign, how well you implement it will have your impact on your results. Let me leave you with this thought, and this is another quote from Vince Lombardi. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Succeeding in business or in sports is just one of the things that they are so, the sports analogy in this case is so strong. Many of the same steps, procedures, and processes need to take place. So you have to make the effort to be a champion. I thank you for listening. I appreciate you coming back week after week. I'd like you to spread the word, Smart Marketing for Small Business, on Blog Talk Radio at 11 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday nights. We're here for you, and that's why I want to hear from you at Smart Marketing. At marketingsmartly@aol.com. We want to help you succeed by being smarter than your competition. So stay in touch. And by the way, a happy holiday and a happy new year. God bless you all, and may 2016 be your best year ever. Take care.